This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956. Regarding Gary King, K-I-N-G, date of birth 6/22/1946. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mr. Gary King, who was in the emergency room on 3/22/25 for severe swelling in his lower extremities and a lot of pain, especially in the left leg. They did an ultrasound of the left lower extremity to rule out DVT, and they did not find a DVT. So they were able to double his current Lasix dose, which currently is 40 milligram twice a daily. He's currently taking 80 milligram a day, and today is the last day he will take that dose. Then he'll go back to 40 milligram daily. And his weight is down actually 2 pounds from his visit January 21st this year. So he has, and he feels like the swelling is better. The left leg is less tender also. He knows that the gabapentin causes swelling, and he did try to stop the morning dose of the gabapentin, 300 milligram in the morning and 300 at night, but his legs were hurting very badly when he did that. But perhaps a lower taper, a very slow taper, would work better. He feels like he'd do better if he used the higher dose in the morning because the legs hurt more while he's walking and awake. So perhaps Neurontin would, or gabapentin, 300 in the morning and 200 at bedtime for a week before trying to go down by maybe another 100 milligram, 300 in the morning and 100 at night for 1 to 2 weeks. And then after another 1 to 2 weeks, hold off and just do 300 in the morning. That may be a more tolerable taper. Hopefully he would be able to at least do just one day of the Neurontin. He has been having monthly or weekly labs done due to his high creatinine levels. And when he was in the ER on 3/22, that level actually was better at 3.18. And that's probably why they didn't want to keep him. Hemoglobin was low at 8.4, normal white count, normal platelets. But actually the creatinine was better than usual, so the GFR was 19. Electrolytes were normal. Calcium was 9.2 and albumin was 3.6. Troponin level negative and CRP mildly elevated at 1.1. So actually, and he did, they did a CAT scan of the chest to rule out pulmonary embolism, and that was negative also. He's feeling better today after losing some weight, and the edema is currently better. Although he did have lab studies done this morning, and of course the creatinine is higher, 4.02 with estimated GFR of 15 after being on the double dose of Lasix for 5 days. So he's hoping he checks these labs weekly, so within another week that creatinine should drop a little, and hopefully the GFR will restabilize in the stage 4 range. But he is oxygen dependent, so he's here with his oxygen, and he does wear compression hose to treat that edema, as well as limit fluid, probably about 50 to 60 ounces, and never 60, about 52 ounces a day is all he consumes for fluids, and he does not use salt on any food. Currently, he's sore on the left arm because he fractured his left humerus, and that is being managed conservatively without surgery. He does have chronic dyspnea, no current chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, and as previously stated, the edema is better today after the double dose of Lasix for 5 days. Medications, I want to highlight the gabapentin is 300 milligram twice a day. He uses hydrocodone 5/325 once daily for severe pain. And Flomax 0.4 milligram once daily, also Trelegy Ellipta. and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 146 pounds, pulse 78, oxygen saturation is 89% on 3 liters of nasal cannula oxygen, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 62. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. No rales, wheezes, or effusion, but he has COPD abnormalities with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no rub. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, and he does have 2 to 3 plus edema of the lower extremities with the compression hose. And that's toes about halfway up both calves. I can feel the firmness. And the left is more edematous than the right. And labs, as previously stated, 324-25, creatinine 4.02. Those were previously stated. His hemoglobin is up to 9.1 after 2 doses of Aranesp within the last month. Normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 5, chronic kidney disease after increased dose of Lasix to treat the edema of the lower extremities. And the patient has already been to the Kidney Smart class, and we did discuss possible access placement. I'm not sure how what a kind of surgical risk this man would be, though, so he may be one that would require a CVC catheter prior to dialysis. And that will be discussed at the next meeting, but they are thinking about that now. 2, severe COPD, oxygen dependent, and he will continue to use oxygen and use all of his inhalers. 3, anemia of chronic disease. We are reordering some more Aranesp, 100 microgram every 2 weeks, because the hemoglobin is not at goal of 10 with a hematocrit of 30. So we will be scheduling more Aranesp at the infusion center. And iron levels were normal. He had iron saturation of 38%, ferritin 146, and iron was 68. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 month. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.